it on, and eventually one of the assistants opened the door and said they were closed and I should come back tomorrow. I explained that I wouldn't be able to get back if there was a tube strike the next day. I said, look, it's the Monday before Christmas and this is a present for a friend. Basically, she just said that was tough. They were closed. I said, I'll pay cash. Ring it up tomorrow. Don't worry about a bag. No luck. They just weren't interested.
So you didn't get your chocolates?
I didn't get my chocolates. And my question is this. When it comes to customer service, where should companies draw the line? I'm not someone who thinks the customer is always right, but I do know that if they had tried to help me, I would have been a customer for life. This shop does many things right. It has wonderful packaging, a superb product, a great cafe. But all that investment counts for nothing if a loyal customer who's made a special effort to buy their product is turned away at the door.
OK, thanks, Maria. Don't forget, you can call us on 0207.
Unit 5, Audio 18.
Well, that's great. Thanks for your call, Deepak. So that's a good experience of customer service. I'd now like to turn to Maria, who has a very different story. Maria.
Yes, well, this was something that happened quite recently. I wanted to get a Christmas present for a friend. Some time ago, she took me to a fantastic chocolate shop in Bond Street, I won't say the name, where we had the most amazing hot chocolate. Anyway, she's been very kind to me over the last year, and I wanted to get her some of their handmade chocolates. They're really special. I work in South London, so it's quite a long journey into the centre of town. I left work early, along with my laptop and stuff from work, because there was going to be a tube strike the next day. It took quite a while, and I finally arrived at the shop at literally 5:02, only to discover that they'd closed at 5. I could see there were still two assistants inside.
So there were still people in the shop?
Yes.
So what did you do?
Well, I banged on the door and nobody took any notice. So I carried